الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. وقال تبارك وتعالى: فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. As most of us have made out, this talk is about namaz, salat. And it is for those of us who are performing our salat regularly, and how we can improve our salat. So if we listen to the talk with that in mind, that how I can improve my salat. And anything and everything, if we keep on making effort on it, it improves. Even dunya's things, if we make effort on it, it improves all the time. You maintain it. Where renovations are required, renovations are made, additions are required, additions are made. Then the thing improves. If you take a ball and you throw it up in the air, according to what force and power we threw it up, and many other factors, the ball keeps on rising. But it comes to a certain stage where it doesn't go higher. And then it comes down. And it comes down faster than what it went up higher. What it went up. Just like that, our namaz is also, if we are not constantly concerned about improving our namaz, then the quality of our namaz will start dropping. For this, our buzurg, our elders say, there are three attitudes a person can have. One is a talib, a person who is a seeker, like talib-e ilm, one who seeks knowledge. So a talib who is seeking, who wants to get more. So that person will improve and go further all the time. Then one is a qani', that is a person who is satisfied with whatever his condition is. I'm all right. I don't have to do more. That person won't progress, but he will deteriorate. He will come down. And then you get one person who is a naqid, a person who criticizes, a person who finds fault all the time. That person is a loser all the time. So what we should be talibs all the time. That's how we can improve. So with regard to our salat, our namaz, those of us who are performing namaz, how we can improve our namaz. It is with regard to that in mind. So the one is that we first and foremost try that we make our namazes with takbir-e-ula. Like there are many of us who are making our namaz, but we are not making it with takbir-e-ula. We come on our time, we join the jamaat, and we make our namaz. We do it full, everything what is required. But we didn't do it with takbir-e-ula. The person who makes namaz with takbir-e-ula, there are great, great virtues for him. From the little knowledge that I have, in one hadith it comes that a person who makes for 40 days namaz with takbir-e-ula, that 40 times 5, 200. 200 namazes continuously for 40 days with takbir-e-ula, then he gets two guarantees. One is bara'atun min an-nifaq, and the other is bara'atun min an-nar. He will be saved from hypocrisy, and he will be saved from the fire of Jahannam. The same virtue is also mentioned for the person who makes 40 namazes, that is 8 days namazes in Masjid an-Nabawi with takbir-e-ula. A person who stays 8 days and makes all his 5 namazes, which becomes to 40 namazes, for him also is this great virtue that he will bara'atun min an-nifaq wa bara'atun min an-nar. A third is also a person who reads Durood Sharif 100 times every day. For that person also, there are through these two guarantees. So whatever, so for namaz also there is this guarantee that if we make our namazes, and as students in the madrasa especially, for everyone else, but for students in the madrasa especially, we are not engaged in some office work or a shop or a factory or something, or where we don't get permission or anything. Yeah, in fact, we are not only encouraged, but we are almost like enforced to make our namazes. So first effort that we should try and make is to make our namazes with Takbir al-Ula. Everyone can try. In that, there will be another great benefit also. We know that in the boarding, the students who stay in the boarding, they, for various reasons, if we could help it, and in fact, for a long time, at the beginning, in the madrasa, the masjid gates were not, boarding gates were not closed, etc. It was only when students were delaying and they don't come for namaz, or they come late and they take their time, then we had to try, laws had to be made of locking the gates, etc., which we don't like still till now also. So if we get up earlier and we make our wuzu finish, our istinja toilet, etc., and we make our wuzu, everything in good time, then we will find no gates are locked. Then properly we can come easily for the namaz. So if we make our niyat of Takbir al-Ula, it will mean just to get up perhaps 5-10 minutes a bit earlier. And we can make then our wuzu, we can make our, do our toilet, istinja, make our wudu, and we don't, will have no problems whatsoever. And every year in the Salana Jalsa, there are those students who are praised that the whole year they made the namazes with Takbir al-Ula. That they always were out of the boarding before the gates were closed. And today it's a bit of a difficult situation. If the gates are left open, students come on their time late, they come. And if they are locked, and then students come there, the gate is locked. And now they can't make it for namaz, which is a very bad thing, a very awkward thing. But just a matter of making our niyat to get up a bit earlier and to make it for Takbir al-Ula, then we will have no problem. And there are many, many, the vast majority of the students who don't have a problem. They are always out before time. So Allah give us tawfiq for that. And then to improve our namazes, another very important thing is to make namaz in the first saf. We try our best with Takbir al-Ula, and in the first saf we try and make our namaz. There are students who come a bit earlier also, but then we sit at the back, and we sit on the sides, etc. No, even now, we as students, or even in other masjids, when we grow up also, always go to the front, and always try and make it for the first saf. On one occasion, we were having our Salana Jalsa, and Hazrat Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib of Hardoi, Rahmatullah Ali, was here in the country, and he was in Masjid Abrar in Lanesia, and we went there to invite him for our Salana Jalsa. After we spoke everything, it was time for namaz, we all came in the masjid, and we also didn't know, we learned all the time. And if Allah bring that attitude in us, that we learn all the time. So when we came, then we were standing scattered in the masjid and making our sunnahs. Maulana walked from the back direct to the place behind the imam. And he said, when there is place in the first saf to make namaz anywhere else, is doing great harm to oneself. Because the amount you can acquire in the first saf, that we cannot acquire in the second or third saf. It is like, for example, a person has got 10 million rand to invest. Now he could invest it in city center, where he gets the maximum returns. But he goes and invests it in some jungle in a desert, where he's hardly going to get any returns for it whatsoever. So we are giving our time, and we are giving prime time. So now when we come to the first stop. Let us not just make our namaz anywhere. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq for that also. And all of this let me say it so that I can improve myself. And we listen to it so that we could improve ourselves. And then another very important thing is, when we now come for namaz and we are in the saf now, hopefully in the first saf, and we are making with takbir-e-ula. Very common still we find that our feet are not on the line or in the straight, on one straight line. And this is so important that Hazrat Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally should walk in the saf to see that the saf is straight and that the heels are on the line, all in one line. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should make so much effort, like it is mentioned, like when you want to shoot a gun in those days with the bow and arrow, then you make your target perfect. In the perfect target you make. So like that, the saf also must be so perfect, perfectly straight. Not a little bit in front, not a little bit at the back. That is also one very important thing we should try to pay attention. Those of us who are making namaz, to try and improve our namazes and make them better, to see that we are standing in a straight saf. And in order for the saf to be straight, every individual, his own 2 feet must be in a straight line. This is also very common that we find many people who are making namaz for years and years, but their own 2 feet are not on the straight line. 1 foot is about 10 millimeters, 1 centimeter in front of the other one. So if one individual, his legs are not on a straight line, then how will everyone else's feet be on the straight line? And this sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was so important, that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam himself should walk in the saf to see that the saf is straight. In my little experience, what I've got, I only saw this happening in one place in the world. And that is in the Raiwin Tablighi Markaz. There I saw that when the namaz time comes, then they've got people appointed who walk in the stuffs. We also try it here in the masjid, and mashallah, there are the brothers who do that. But it shouldn't be done as just as a customary thing. Like, for example, in the Haramain Sharifain and many other masjids, many of our imams also, when we start our namaz, we say, Safu, Safu, Fakum. But nobody pays attention. Just by the announcement, it is just an announcement. And it is sunnah to make that announcement. We get the sawab for that. But that person who makes the announcement, in his mind also, it is not that the people must straighten their stuff. It is just a matter of making an announcement. And the people also, nobody worries about it. Some may just look down a little bit to their feet, but very few will really adjust them. So that is very important, that our stuff must be straight, and that we should try and make it 100%. And if we do this, then inshallah other people will get tawfiq of making namaz. And they will get tawfiq of doing their namaz, or they also to improve their namaz. So that is very important. Then very, very important is both feet must face the Qibla. This is also very, very common that our feet do not face the Qibla. We leave our feet facing different directions. Here in South Africa, in the southern countries, our Qibla is in the north. But our feet face, one is to the east and one is to the west. Whereas both the feet should face towards Qibla. For the Ahnaf, it is that they should have 4 fingers apart between the fingers. For the Shawafi, 1 balisht, 1 hand span apart. But even then, the feet must face Qibla. That is very, very important, that the feet must face Qibla. And not east and west. In that case, we don't get the barakat of the Kaaba Sharif. The barakat of Kaaba Sharif are very, very great. And from Allah's side, Allah's rahmat descends on the Kaaba Sharif, and then it spreads in the whole world. So if we are facing towards the Qibla, and this is important in namaz, that we face the Qibla. Our chest also must be properly towards Qibla. Our legs also, when we raise our hands and our palms, they must be also facing Qibla. Not like this or not like this. Many different ways people raise their hands. It must face the Qibla properly. That is when we'll get the barakat of the Kaaba Sharif. And unfortunately, we find many people, and in fact today, many of the hotels in the Haramain Sharifain, the beds, they are arranged in such a way that your legs face the Qibla when you are sleeping. And that is forbidden. We shouldn't. We should respect the Qibla. Or the toilet when we use, the toilet must not be facing Qibla. Many people, especially who have bought out homes of non-Muslims, non-Muslims are not mukallaf also, and they don't consider it. Many toilets are facing towards the Qibla, but we don't correct it. We do many renovations, we do many changes, but we don't correct that. That is very important, that on those occasions we don't face the Qibla. But in namaz, then that is where we face the Qibla. So that rahmat of Allah which comes down on the Kaaba, and then it spreads out from there. All whose direction is towards the Qibla in namaz, etc., when making tilawat, if possible, then we get all that fuyuz and all that barakat. So that is very, very important. Then after that, after standing the saf is straight, we are on the line, the legs are facing towards Qibla, and they are not, one is not in front of the other, both legs are on the same line. Then after that is the raising of the hands. The raising of the hands also must be not just halfway like this. Many people just halfway we raise our hands, or we throw them at the back or sideways. No, it must face. And the thumb must touch the lobe of the ear. It should touch the lobe of the ear in that way. That is the best. And our great, great ulama have written that when the outside postures of namaz will be correct, then we will get the inside concentration of namaz. Until we don't correct our postures, and in Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, quotes one very great alim of the past, who says that this mustahabbat of namaz, or when we don't do them properly in the postures, then it affects our concentration in namaz. On that, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes that Hazrat has written about the mustahabbat, then what about what is sunnat in namaz? Well, the more important things, that also that we have to even see more that we're doing it correct. So many people complain that I don't have concentration in namaz. And when we start our namaz, very important that we should make our niyat. It's not right that we just come in the masjid, we just raise our hands, we fasten them. We didn't make really any niyat. Though fuqaha have written, when we come, for example, for Fajr, now we have come for Jummah, so our niyat is made. We make our namaz will be made with the niyat of Jummah, but consciously. That there is a great difference between that. That at that time, consciously, Ya Allah, I'm making namaz for you. And when we keep in namaz, one prime factor is that our concentration must be, and we think of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ulama have written that if a person, at least in every posture, he should think once at least of Allah ta'ala. In standing position, ruku, sajda, etc. Hazrat Maulana Shaykh al-Islam, Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, Rahmatullah Ali, he has said that at least once in the whole of namaz, if we think of namaz of Allah Ta'ala, then that namaz won't be of the sahoon. Those people who are unmindful of their namaz. Though that is a very low level, but each one of us think of those of us who are making namazes regularly, that perhaps our whole namaz we made and we are not conscious of Allah Ta'ala. And we didn't think of Allah Ta'ala. From the beginning, Allahu Akbar, and we are saying that Allah is the greatest. And a person who makes all his namazes about 1,000 times in a day, he hears or he say and says, Allahu Akbar. But yet, many of us, we are not conscious of the great, we are not conscious of Allah, we are not conscious of the greatness of Allah. So namazes, if we can prove them and make what namaz is supposed to be, then we will see the great benefits of namaz. Then we will see, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. It is that namaz with that concentration, etc., that stops a person from lewd actions and sinful deeds. Many people say that we got a habit, this habit, because our eyes are not under control. In namaz, may bring your eyes under control. Then out of namaz, your eyes will also be under control. Many say that we've got lot of shahwat, lot of lust and desire. We are filled with lust and desire. Make effort on namaz. Correct our namaz and see that the shahwat will be under control also. And many feel that when we have shahwat, etc., so the solution is marriage. But many married people also commit gunas. So the solution is the taqwa, the fear of Allah. And correcting and trying our best to perfect our namaz. So to read a perfect namaz all the time is almost beyond us. Our namazes will be, but if effort, talib, a person who makes effort, that we can do. That everyone can do. And we should try and do that. There are brothers, mashallah, who do try. And slowly they have come that all their namazes now they make with takbir-e-ula. They may have a concentration in their namaz. So when we start our namaz, let's think, I'm making this namaz for Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And niyat, it's not, niyat is in the heart, not on the tongue. We don't have to make the niyat with our tongue. But in our heart we make the niyat that I'm making this namaz for Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Then we raise our hands correctly. And then the other very important thing is when we drop our hands, that is also very important. First, don't drop them on the side. And after that you fasten them. But from here on top, directly. Yeah, don't put your hands on your thighs also first. Or on the sides first. From here on top, when we finish make takbir, then we just fasten our hands. Then the fastening of the hands, according to the various mazahib, for the ahnaf, it must be below the navel. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair, Hazrat Maulana Shah Akhtar Sahib, used to emphasize on this very, very much, that we should put our hands and fasten them correctly and just drop them down as far as they can go. Then automatically Allah has made the body that they will be below the navel. And for the according to the Shawafi, other mazahib, what their mazhab teaches them, according to that they should fasten their hands. And then when we fasten our hands, they should be fastened very neatly. The hand on top, the three fingers must be just past the wrist. And with the small index finger and the thumb, we should clasp the hand. It should be done and this hand, the left hand, must be behind the right hand. Mostly, you see, this hand is just lying at the bottom. That is not correct at all. So that posture also, and the greatest discipline that is taught, more than military discipline also, is in namaz. If we make our namaz correctly. And then the result of this discipline, to be organized, to be systematic, to do things in a proper manner, that we will achieve when we will make our namazes correctly. So to be, and then all the other rules and regulations of the madrasa, to get up on time, to be out of the boarding on time, etc., all the others will become easy if we can learn to discipline ourselves. And the greatest discipline is in namaz. we do our namazes properly, we'll be able to discipline ourselves. Otherwise, we are not disciplined. Our eyes are not under control. Our tongue is not under control. Ears are not under control. We are hearing wrong things, hands, legs. We are doing wrong things with them, all because we are not disciplined. And all this discipline will come in namaz. So we should try and fasten our hands correctly. And with this adab and respect, we should be now standing in front of Allah Ta'ala. And now when we read Surah Fatiha, many times we read Sana. We can check for ourselves the greatest praises, the greatest ibadat which Allah has made is Salah, namaz. And for namaz, the greatest praises of Allah, Allah has kept in namaz also. And that is Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabarakasmuka wa ta'ala jadduk wa la ilaha ghayruh. That is for the Ahnaf. The other Mazahib might be having different, I don't know. But anyway, how many of us, we think of the praises and the greatness of Allah. When we are saying these words, we are just reading them. Our mind is not present at all. Where our minds are floating around, only Allah knows. Many of us hold namaz, only after namaz, we realize I was in namaz. And many of us, even after namaz, we don't even still realize that we were in namaz, we were in communication with Allah. We just finished our namaz, namaz is over. Finished, we read our namaz. But we didn't make any connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Namaz is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. Where it is our duty also, no doubt. But it is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. And namaz will sort out all our things where Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The word أَفْلَحَ, Imam Raghib Asfahani rahmatullah alayhi says that there are many words in the Arabic language for success. But the word aflaha is a very special word, falah. That is every type of success. For the mu'mineen, Allah says there will be every type of success. Qad aflaha al-mu'minun. Which mu'mineen? Out of many qualities which Allah mentions here in the 18th para, Surah Mu'minun, the first quality Allah says, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those people who in their namaz, and in their namaz, by that reference is made, all the postures of namaz are correct. And then خَاشِعُونَ, their concentration and devotion in namaz, that they think about their namaz also. That is the first. And at the end of all these ayat, for all the success of the which has been referred to, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Those who make muhafazat, who guard, who make sure that they make their namazes properly. One is just that there's somebody left something by you, just watch it. And one is you guard it. To be a guard, you have to be full time on it. So we have to guard our namazes. That we are making them on time, for example. We are making them with all the requirements that are required. We are making them. And after that comes, the time is finished already, and we haven't gone through the whole of namaz. But if Allah wishes, sometimes we will carry on. But after the Surah Fatiha, when we read Surah Fatiha, how many of us, we don't pay any attention to the meaning of Surah Fatiha. And all of us know, students of deen, we read it in the kitabs, that when a person reads in namaz, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala replies and says, Hamidani Abdi. But do we ever think of it also, that Allah Ta'ala is replying? We don't think of it, we don't hear it with our ears of knowledge, that we have got the knowledge, that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is saying and speaking to us, that my banda, you praise me. In return, Allah says, Hamidani Abdi. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, to improve and correct our namaz, inshallah.